Halloween is still a week away, but the weather certainly has been in the mood. So is Hippo editor Amy Diaz. She's back with a full slate of seasonal happenings, from a not-so-spooky spectacular for the younger set to a certain sweet transvestite from Transylvania. Morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Halloween really is a season unto itself now, and I know you've had a hard time narrowing down this list of events to bring to us today. So many things happening leading up to Halloween. What do you have?
Well, so for little kids who maybe aren't ready for, you know, haunted houses and things like that, the Children's Museum of New Hampshire is doing their annual Not So Spooky Spectacular, and this takes place tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the emphasis really is on sort of playing with, you know, fun Halloween things that aren't scary.
Yeah, this isn't horror.
Exactly. There is, they said, some optional scariness. They have a bat cave, but also, so it's a little bit dark and a little bit spooky, but not very spooky, and you learn about bats. There's a science and a learning component to a lot of the things they're doing. They're going to have a mad scientist demonstration, and he's going to be doing all different things, some things that the kids participate in, where they actually learn, you know, about buoyancy and density and different kinds of scientific ideas. So there's some learning along with this, and I thought this was really great. If you're looking for something a little sugar-free in this crazy week of, like, sugar and candy,
yeah,
they don't have any sugar or candy at this event. This is all food free. So if you've got kids with allergies, or you just want, you know, one thing that isn't candy related,
this is the one. Yeah,
exactly.
And the Children's Museum is over in Dover. What's the age range that they recommend for this?
You know, they were saying sort of toddler to maybe 10. So, you know, lots of fun, but again, not scary fun.
Right. Moving up the age group a bit, tell us about the ghost encounters at Canterbury Shaker Village.
Well, so this happens Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. There's also kind of a trick-or-treating component with this, with candy. And there are going to be some people dressed up in kind of sort of historically tinged Halloween costumes, you know, like a poisonous nurse, a decrepit dandy, a faded flapper. So kind of fun historical elements. They're also at different locations throughout the village going to have enactments of ghost stories that have, I guess most of them happened in the 20th century. So you'll see actors kind of recreating those events.
So there's some history there.
Along with the Halloween spookiness.
Sure. Many towns and cities hold downtown trick-or-treat events this time of year, and Concord is actually adding to their festivities this year. What are they doing to make it a little bigger?
Well, so this is the Concord, the Halloween Howl, and this happens tonight, Friday night. The big thing is the trick-or-treating, which is from 5:30 to 7:30. They close off Main Street between Pleasant and Center, and, you know, kids can go along and get candy. There are also wagon rides that are free this year. They're doing a thing this year that's kind of brand new. They're having these milk jug ghosts that are going to be all around, lit up from the inside. So that'll be really neat to see that all lit up, because it'll be, you know, dark by then. There's a costume parade, and they said it's kind of a freewheeling parade. Kids just kind of join in with their costumes, mm-hmm. and it's very, very cute.
Okay, well, we're in downtown Concord. Let's talk about that annual tradition that is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, so this is going on at a couple of locations across the state. Chunky's in Nashua and Pelham are doing it, but Red River Theaters in Concord, they're doing screenings tonight and Saturday night at 9:30, and they really go all out. So it starts off with, some pre-show games. During the movie itself, there are actors that kind of get up and enact certain scenes while they're happening on the screen,
sure.
which is kind of a thing now with a lot of Rocky Horror shows that you'll see all over the place. And they also do a thing where they give you the props. So now, if you've ever been to Rocky Horror...
Oh, you don't have to bring a whole bag of your own.
You don't have to bring toast and newspapers and all of
but
that.
But you've got to bring your costume.
You can dress up. They said they think it's at least 50%, maybe more, people who dress up. She said a lot of corsets. She sees a lot of people in corsets.
Yeah.
And there's a real audience participation level to this. I would say if you are looking for the opposite of a quiet, you know, night out on the town, this is that.
It's hard to go see a showing of Rocky Horror and not participate.
You're
going to get picked on.
Absolutely. She said someone is going to wink at you or sit in your lap or something at some point during the show.
You're going to be doing the time warp.
Yes.
Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. You'll find much more on these events in this week's issue and, of course, online at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.